Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
Last week's city council meeting was a long one, so there's even more information to unpack, right?
Absolutely, Paul. Our city councilors don't get paid too much, but we earned every penny.
I bet it was a very late meeting, wasn't it?
It was. I think it was 11:45, our latest yet. It was a big meeting. Just a quick recap on some of the highlights. We finalized the lease agreement with the YMCA and Friends in Action and the Music Institute on the Moore Community Center building, at least from the city council's perspective. So they've given myself authorization on some terms outlined in the agreement to move forward so we can have a lot more clarity with the organizations that are there. For your listeners who don't know, there was sort of a 10-year agreement with the YMCA where they paid $1 in rent, but then they operated the building, took care of all the utilities costs, maintenance costs, and working with the other organizations, booking the rooms. Over time, as inflation creeped in, their costs kept getting more and more and more. And so we really stepped in as the city to, and our incredible Parks and Rec director, Roddy, who's been on this program before, he really kind of figured that out to make sure that the organizations that are there are sort of paying what the city is going to take in expenses to operate the building, and based on their square footage, and really came to kind of a fair compromise that everybody's paying their fair share for the building going forward, but the city's going to operate and maintain that capital asset that it owns as a community space, and really also try to maximize rental spaces. There's a beautiful auditorium there. There's a great gymnasium for pickleball, and having kind of go into the next 10 years of that Moore Community Center, which used to be a school for Ellsworth for a long time.
And standing by to say hello, the newest member of the city of Ellsworth.
Yeah, Amy, our new communications director, I'm just so incredibly excited to bring her on. And she's an incredible asset. It was a huge applicant pool. So large credit to her. There were over 50 applicants for the role. And, she's just an incredible asset, both for internal communications, external communications. She's got, over a decade of experience in this type of work and beyond. So I'm excited to learn a lot from her. And she really seems excited about Ellsworth, too. That was one of the big difference makers, is she believes in this city. She loves this city. She sees the growth. She sees how much of an amazing opportunity that we all have here.
Excellent. Well, we'll hear from Amy next.
Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
It is part two of today's edition of City Scene, and we are very pleased to have our friend Amy Kenny in the studio, Ellsworth's new communications director. Amy, welcome.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks, Paul.
So how do you like your new job so far? You're now in your second week, is that right?
Yes, second week, and I will be playing the new kid card for as long as I possibly can.
Always keep that handy.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to milk it. It has been a great experience already. The people are amazing, warm, kind, patient with all my questions. So it feels like home already, you guys.
You bring so much experience in marketing and communications and dealing with the media, and you've done that for so long. What are some of your plans as communications director for Ellsworth?
Yeah, I do have quite a bit of I hate to admit how many years of experience. So really, it's all about making connections and making sure that the community knows what's going on and telling these great stories that Ellsworth has to offer. So, doing it in a succinct, consistent, transparent way, making sure that we have the information available to you folks, to all of the media outlets, but mostly to the residents and visitors and business owners. There's so much growth, It is Ellsworth's time is now, And the fact that I'm joining at this moment is really exciting.
And you spend a lot of time in healthcare for various health organizations. Why Ellsworth? Why this pivot?
Yeah. I tell you, sometimes when you see something and it just, you kind of go, wow, that feels like a good fit. Kind of like probably Kim picking out that diamond, right?
Oh,
it's that perfect.
Or like when Paul reached out to me and offered me a job at Star 97.7.
There you go.
See?
You
know what I mean? The puzzle piece goes in place. When
Big
I saw time. This position listed, I just kind of, I blinked and looked around and said, am I reading this right? So
it spoke to you. It jumped out at you, didn't it?
It spoke to me, right. So why I'm, 1 minute? No.
Yeah.
So I don't know, Mike. It's a perfect, it feels great right now. And really, I just want to, you know, Ellsworth has such a great story to tell. There's so much progress and pride, and there's so much community spirit. So it's about keeping that small town warmth.
Right.
Yeah. Where people look out for each other, but also making sure that we've got, everybody knows what's going on and how they can get connected.
Some great people downtown, and now we have one more great person downtown with Amy Kenney, Ellsworth's new communications director. Come back in and see us, okay?
You will be
back. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that's City Scene on Star 97.7.